Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
When we come into union with Christ, what happens to Christ is credited to have happened to us. Just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also were raised into a newness of life. So he says, now we should walk in the newness of life.
I will no longer die to what he died to. Because he died, I'm no longer in my sins. Because he died, I can never be sick. Because he died, I can never be poor. Because he died, I can never be under a curse. Because he died, I can never be a prey to the fowler. My soul has escaped through his blood.
Step into the world of infinite possibilities as you listen to Pastor David Ibichiku today.
Oh, we bless you, Father. We bless you, Lord. We bless you in your house today. Just lift those hands to him. Father, we give you all the glory in the name of Jesus Christ. Move in our hearts in a special way. Speak to us in a special way. Touch every life. Leave no stone unturned. Leave no stone unturned, Lord. Spare nothing. Move by your spirit. Reveal and manifest your glory. Reveal and manifest your power. Reveal and manifest your grace. Let hearts be gripped by the grace you give. Father, we give you praise. Just lift those two hands to him. Come bless the Lord.
Come bless the Lord.
Oh, you servants of the hands lift up your hands.
Lift up your hands
in this holy place.
In this holy place.
And bless the lift those hands high to him in adoration. Lift up your hands.
Lift up your hands.
In his holy place.
In his holy place.
And bless our praise and our adoration. To you our song we raise. To you our hearts are lifted and our hands. We bless you and we give thanks to your holy name. For you are good. And your mercies endure forever. Thank you for your wonderful presence in our midst.
Christ. We give you all the glory and we give you all the praise. In Jesus' name. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering of praise this morning. Come on, bless the Lord mightily, mightily. Somebody shout a big hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Welcome everyone by your side. Make sure no one will remain a stranger to the left and to the right. Get to know their names as they get to know your name. Praise the Lord. I hope you know the names of your neighbors to your left and to your right. Hallelujah. John chapter 10, verse 10, from the Amplified Version of the Bible. John chapter 10, verse 10, the Amplified Version of the Bible. I will read the A part, and I would like you to read the B part with your neighbor. Hold that neighbor's hands, call him by his or her name. Say, Mr. David, hear the word of the Lord. Okay, the thief comes only in order to steal and kill and destroy. Now read the B part and read it to your neighbor very loud. One to go. I came that they may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. One more time. I came that they may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. Now look at that neighbor and say, Jesus Christ came that you and I may have life. Tell him, Zoe, the very life of God that is in his Son, Jesus Christ. Say, life as God has it in himself. Say, it's a spiritual life. Say, it's different from suke, the natural life. I came that they may have life. Zoe. The mystery of Zoe is that right here on earth, here on earth, everyone who believes and receives Jesus Christ as Lord and his Savior has that life in him right here on earth. Receives that life into his spirit right here on earth. Somebody say right here on earth. So the spiritual life and this eternal life, this God kind of life, is not something we wait for when we get to heaven to receive. So in 1 John chapter 5, from verse 11 to 12, you will see it says, for this is our testimony, that God has given to us eternal life. That God has given to us eternal life. This is our testimony. Not that God will give to us. Now, when God gives something, for you to have it, you have to receive it. I always say that having is a product of an equation. Giving plus receiving. Giving plus receiving. Somebody say that with me. So if there is only a giving without a receiving, there won't be a having. God has given us eternal life. And he says this, this life is in his Son. This life is in his Son. And in verse 12, he makes a proclamation. a proclamation. He that has the Son has life. So a claim that I have received Jesus and that Jesus Christ lives in me and that I am in him is a claim that I have this spiritual, supernatural, God kind of life. He that has the Son, not will have, he that has the Son has life. How many of you believe and confess that you have received Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Let me see your hands. Wave it. How many of you can boldly say, Christ is in me and I in Christ? How many of you? Now, boldly say that. Now, the scripture says, if you have this Son, you have this eternal life. You have Zoe. So now, join me to audaciously declare it. Affirm this truth. Say, I have eternal life. Say, life as God has it in himself. Say, I have the very God kind of life. Say, I have the very life that makes God God. And this is truth. You know, last Sunday we walked on this. Because we are born of God, we have this very life. We are the very technons, the very offsprings of God. Children as of birth. Children as of birth. The word of God, I told you last time, is gospel. The way the blood of man is transmitted through sperm to give life to man. That's the same way the very life of God is transmitted through his word. So the Bible says that we have been born again through not an incorruptible seed, but an incorruptible one, the word of God that lives and abides forever. That's very important. So what is the reason for this? It's for you to know that this Zoe is the gift of God to us right here as we live on planet Earth. That's why the scripture says, as he is, so are we on earth. Not so we will be, so are we, because we have the same nature and the same life. Now, hear what the Bible says in John chapter 10, verse 10. He said, I have come that they may have life. May have life. Watch that. So I'm offering this life. You may have it or you may not. Those who hear the message of the gospel, open their heart as the Spirit of the Lord works in their heart that conviction, and receive Jesus Christ, will have this life. Every man on earth is already saved. Every man on earth. The price for the salvation of every man, both those who have lived in the past, those who are living now, and those who will forever be. Every man on earth, the price for their salvation. The question is, who will receive the salvation that Jesus offers? So he said, you may, it's your choice. You choose to receive it or you reject it. But that's not my focus today. My focus today, and that has been my focus from PEP till now, is that he didn't just say that they may have life. He said that they may have it abundantly. And the Amplified throws more light. He said that they may enjoy this life. Have it in abundance to the full until it overflows. To the full, it means that they may enjoy the fullness of the grace and the fullness of the blessing that this life offers. If this life offers the wisdom of God, that they may on earth enjoy functioning and walking in God's wisdom. Can you imagine that? If this life offers divine health, that they may enjoy divine health. And if any symptom or any sickness tries to attack their body, if this life offers the anointing of the Spirit to quicken the body and give it life, to revitalize and strengthen the physical body, that they may enjoy the strengthening and the revitalization of their body, to be kept in health. If this life offers peace, you say, my peace I give to you. There are those that have accepted the first package to have life. But he said that they may. How many have accepted the second package? Enjoy it. Have it to the full till it overflows. Where you begin to see the reflections, the effects, and the fruits of this life in every area of your existence. You see the same life in your family. You put your hands to work and you see this same life. That's why the Bible talks about that blessed man. He said he prospers in all. In all. That is impossible naturally. There are things that are impossible with men. But with this life of God, a man can prosper in all that he does. All that he does. God planned, and this is his perfect will, that we enjoy our life. The life we have is a spiritual one, a supernatural one. This is God's will. This is what pleasures the heart of the Father. There is no father, let alone a good father, who takes pleasure in the sorrow, frustration, defeat, struggles of his child or of his children. Let alone. And the God we serve is a good God. I want you to find five people, the number of grace, and testify without apology. Say, I serve a good God. Let's look at Psalms chapter 35, verse 27 first. Psalms chapter 35, verse 27, New King James. I would like you to hold that neighbor one more time. Never forget that name. Call him by his or her name. Say, Mr. David, this is the will of God for us. Don't let any devil deceive you. Take what belongs to you in Christ. Say it. Confess it. Talk about it. Act on it. Have that kind of attitude that is consistent with the truth of this reality. Say, never apologize for it. Say, this is God's perfect will for you and I. Read that to your neighbor, one to go. Let them shout for joy and be glad who favor my righteous cause. And let them say continually. What should they say continually? Let the Lord be magnified who has pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. This is the psalmist writing. by the Spirit. The Holy Spirit is using this writing to communicate his will to us. He said, let them shout for joy and be glad. So in a contemporary time, we can say, don't worry, be happy. Let them shout for joy and be glad. Those who favor my righteous cause. And let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified. Let the Lord be praised. Let the Lord be glorified. Let the Lord be exalted. This Lord God, who has pleasure in the prosperity of those who serve him, he has pleasure. I want you to say that to yourself. God has pleasure in my prosperity. Say it boldly. Say, God has pleasure in my prosperity. Shout it louder. Say, God has pleasure in my prosperity. Do you believe that? Now, that led us to start studying what I titled Keys to Living a Satisfied, Prosperous, and Fulfilled Life as a Spiritual Man. Let me say that again. Keys to Living a Satisfied, Prosperous, and Fulfilled Life as a Spiritual Man. You see, a spiritual man is different from a natural man, a carnal man. The taste bud and the passions of a spiritual man is quite different. That means what satisfies a spiritual man is different from what satisfies a natural man. A natural man has the nature of the fallen man, the nature of sin. And therefore, he has the appetite of sin. He is worldly and is carnally minded. All that he thinks of are things that are earthly. He's a man of the earth. He's earthly. And all he thinks of are things of the earth. Worldliness. All that is in this world. The lust of the eyes. The lust of the flesh. The lust and the pride of life. That's what he wants. He wants power. He wants position. Carnally. That which is enmity. That which is enmity. That which is contrary to the will of God. To God himself. I want you to listen. But the scripture says concerning us in Galatians chapter 5. That all of us who are Christ have crucified the flesh. All of us. All of us who are Christ have crucified the flesh. Crucified his lusts and his passions and his desires. All of us who are Christ. The spiritual man has a different kind of passion. His heart and passion is after God. He has true desires of holiness. What satisfies him is pleasing God. That's what he wants. What satisfies him is pleasing God. His taste bud, and his passions and the desires of his heart are different. That's how you know whether you're born again. One of the ways, you know, check the true desires of your heart. So when we are talking about living a satisfied life, what satisfies a spiritual man is different from what satisfies a natural and a carnal man. So the first thing we've worked on, and we did that last Sunday, and we also did it on Wednesday, which is the most important, number one, very, very key, is the spiritual man, the first key to living a satisfied, prosperous, and fulfilled life as a spiritual man is to keep growing spiritually. Simple. That's the first key. The first thing that satisfies or frustrates a spiritual man is the state of his heart in relation to God. Let me say that again. The first thing that satisfies a spiritual man is the state of his heart in relation to God. That's the first thing. No matter what happens, when a spiritual man begins to feel like God is not pleased with him, everything becomes different. He might make more money. He might get promoted to greater positions of power. He might have many more achievements. But you will never see that fulfillment and satisfaction inwardly. In your presence, he said, you will show me the path of life. In your presence, there is what? Fullness of joy. At your right hand, bless us evermore. So we worked on this, and I don't want to work on it because I want to give us one more today, if time will permit. But I'm going to give us a challenge, because I told you that the key, I want you to listen, the key to growing spiritually is to grow in the revelational knowledge of Jesus Christ. Now, listen to what I said again. The key to growing spiritually is to grow in the revelational knowledge of Jesus Christ. Second Peter chapter 3, verse 18. Let's look at it. New King James, please. Who is on my screen? Always keep me in New King James unless I call another scripture. Thank you. Hold that number by his or her hands. One to go. One more time. But grow in what? In the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus. So the Bible says that the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through who? Jesus. To know Jesus Christ is to know the grace he brings. To know Jesus Christ is to know the truth about the Holy Spirit. To know the truth about the Father. In fact, what the Holy Spirit does is simply to magnify Jesus. To reveal and to magnify Jesus. That's what the Holy Spirit does. Very, very important that we know that. And so, I'm going to make this very practical because we've taken how many services to work on this? If you're joining us for the first time, we've worked on this very in-depthly. So, you get the messages we preached last Sunday and last Wednesday. You understand this topic. We worked on it for quite a long time. But I'm going to give us a challenge that will help us. I call it the 60-60 growth challenge. If you can put it on the screen for me. The 60-60 growth challenge. The 60-60 growth challenge. Because you want to, listen carefully, you want to grow in the revelational knowledge of Jesus Christ, you must invest quality time consistently in getting to know him. You must invest quality time consistently. And we are going to start that from tomorrow. All of you who are love sons, we are going to be starting this challenge from tomorrow. And I would like you to listen to this. So if you can, write it down. The first one is commit to a proper daily devotional time. That's what I taught you. A proper daily devotional time with the Lord. At least 60 minutes for the next 60 days without breaking it once. Don't break it once. Make a commitment. For those of you who have been around while we are teaching that message, remember, we said during this devotion time, that's not the time to pray for your family. That's not the time to pray for your work, for your finances. That's not the time to pray for healing. That's not the time to pray for anything else. You can have many other times to pray for anything you want, and you should pray about everything. And you should pray for everything you desire to receive from God. Do so. But this particular devotion time, the focus is simply to increase in the revelational knowledge of Jesus Christ. Go to the second one. That's the focus. The focus is, Spirit of the living God, reveal your Son Jesus Christ through your word to me. I want to grow in the knowledge of Jesus. I want to know him. I want to know his power. I want to know his grace. I want to know his mercy towards me. I want to know his heart. I want to be acquainted with his ways. The focus at that moment, these 60 minutes, is only to know Jesus Christ. That's the problem a lot of people have with growing spiritually. And you know, many will join prayer platforms. Many will come to church and we are praying. And they can pray for 3 hours. So far as is prayer for the deliverance of my family. Prayer for the, you see. And they end up knowing the acts of God. The power of God. They end up seeing the miracles of God without knowing the God who works the miracles. So this challenge is 1 hour with Jesus daily. What did I say? Just to know him. Like that apostle, that disciple that will put his head at the master's chest to hear his heartbeat. What is your heartbeat? What are you saying to me? Reveal yourself. I want to know more of your glory. That's what you want within that time. That's a challenge. And, you know, I want many of us to be able to have partnerships. Have friends in church, brothers and sisters you're going to connect with, that will stand as accountability partners. That every time you finish your own 1 hour, you send the report, I finished my own 1 hour. Because whenever you're accountable, it's a system of discipline that helps you to keep to it. That every day, whether you like doing that first thing in the morning, which is always the best, that you start and seek him early. Or you are the kind of person that is more awake and fresh in the night. People are different. And you want to do that before you sleep, or you have a midnight time because of your schedule. Choose that 1 hour. Set your time. Don't stop until that time says 1 hour. You can decide to continue after the 1 hour. But don't stop until the alarm. From the moment you start, set that alarm. Now these are the things, write it down. These are the things we are going to be doing with this challenge. And we are starting from tomorrow. Kai, let me tell you a secret. If you see what will happen in your life the next 60 days, Kai. So once you increase in the knowledge of Jesus, you start increasing in grace. The frustration is coming not because people are facing things. No, when people faint in the day of adversity, their strength is small. But they that wait on the Lord, you're going to see that things have been frustrating you. You will look at them. You will not be the giant looking down on them. Because strength has increased in you. Your faith has been emboldened. When you increase in the knowledge of Jesus, your faith rises. Your faith is emboldened and strengthened. You increase. If you see the miracles that will be happening in your life, you'll find out that most of the things you thought were prayer points were distractions. Many of your tears, you will just come out and see things, doors opening on its own accord. Things you've been fighting. Lord, send me a destiny helper. Lord, send me help. Once you increase in grace, what is grace? Divine help. You're helped. You're helped. Just focus on Jesus. What did I say? Focus on knowing him more through his word. And look at the three things you're going to do as I close this. Go to the next thing. The key here is studying the Bible and meditating on it. That's the first thing you do. Please, don't play any message during that time. Don't play any message during that time. Please, don't play any message. Put off your phones. Let me advise you. Bring out your hard copy Bible. Put your phone off and put it out. Let nobody be able to contact you. Don't see any text. Don't reply to anything. Don't do anything. And please, don't use any devotional. Even when we start our own devotional, when I start this challenge, don't use any devotional. Don't read anything written by any man. Go back to the Bible and say, Father, reveal yourself. And if you can, if you have King James and you're a new believer, go and find translations that are easier to understand. You can start by reading from the Gospel of John. That's what I always tell people. Start by reading the Gospel of what? John. Start from there. But if you start from Matthew, before you finish chapter 1, you're tired. And he begat, and he begat. You say, what is begotten in this place? You just lose interest. Start from John. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Start from John. Then read all the Gospels and see Jesus, hear his words. Then after that, go to the epistles. Now, some of us who have grown in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit will always lead us to different verses or chapters and places in the Old Testament and where Christ was revealed. Okay, but if you're just starting out, just stay on the New Testament. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And read it at least one chapter a day. And take time. Don't read 10 chapters and meditate on nothing. You're not winning any prize by who finished the Bible the most or first. The most important is, have you gained understanding? Prayerfully. That's a sin. After you finish reading and meditating, pray in the Holy Spirit. Pray in the Holy Spirit a lot. Pray in the Holy Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. And if you have received the baptism of the Spirit of God with the evidence of speaking in tongues, pray in tongues a lot. Pray in tongues. I'm going to be giving you some scriptural prayers, what we call the New Covenant or New Testament prayers. And I'm going to be giving you that. And think we are going to compile it and put them in a PDF and release to you. So you can pray the exact scriptures. Certain scriptures you can pray. The Pauline prayers is beyond Pauline. There are some of them Apostle Peter wrote, different of them wrote. But these are New Testament prayers. And you're going to notice the focus of those prayers is the revelation of Jesus and the strengthening of your spirit. The last but not the least, have quality time praising and giving God thanks. These are the three key things. The three key things. That challenge will start from tomorrow. Let me repeat again. The best way to do this challenge, for example, Mama and I are going to be accountability partners. We are married. So once I finish my 1 hour, I'll send her a report. I'm just through with my 1 hour for the day. If I wait for her after a while and she has not done her own, I'll ask her. If she waits for me and I have not done my own, so find for yourselves two or three people and become accountability partners. And throughout that challenge, in the next 60 days, I won't know Jesus through social media. I won't know Jesus through whatever anybody else is saying. I won't know Jesus through diverse doctrines of men, dogmas of religion. I'm going to get into the Word of God. I'm going to pray. I'm going to listen to the Holy Spirit. And I'm going to trust that He will reveal Jesus through His Word to me. Give Him praise. Stand on your feet. And give me Isaiah chapter 40. Verse 28, we're going to read from verse 28 to verse 31. Hold that, neighbor. I would like us to read together. This is one of the blessings, increase in strength. Somebody say, increase in strength. You're going to enjoy increase in wisdom. If you see what will happen in your life, let me give you the testimony. This is what God sentenced me to for one full year. One full year. I've told you the story before. I'm just bringing it to you. There are systems of discipline. Once you master this, there are about 7 or 8 keys. I'm going to be giving you some of them. In fact, today we are going to finish all of them. And I'm happy. We're going to get to the one that has to do with success and achievement in Church for Pros. There are ones that have to do with achievement too and success. We'll get to that one in Church for Pros. But I'm going to give to you a second. But this is the thumb that touches everyone. Once this one is out of place, anything else you try will end in frustration as a spiritual man. Once this is, that's it. The show me life. Read to that neighbor. 1, 2, go. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. Verse 29. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, increases strength. Verse 30. Want to go? Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. Verse 31. Shout it loud. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk. When you learn the mystery of the secret place, you will find out that the presence of the Lord is the center of gravity. Everything men are seeking all come to meet you right in that place. You will know what sweatless success is. You will know what peace and prosperity is about. You will know this. They that wait on the Lord. The frustration, that sense of defeat. I'm tired. This thing, I'm just tired. Sometimes you're feeling like, oh, what is even this? How many of you got it? Can you just lift your hands and say sweet things to the Lord and bless Him and pray in the Spirit just for a minute or two? Can you do that? Close your eyes. He hears you. Don't look at me. Don't look at your neighbor. Just close your eyes and talk to Him. And just tell Him, I want to take this journey with you, Lord. I'm committing to this 60-60 growth challenge. In the next 60 days, I receive abundance of grace. Talk to the Lord. I receive abundance of grace to grow in the knowledge of your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, for the ministry of your Spirit who dwells in me, who teaches me, who guides me into all the truth, who, Lord, reveals your Son to me, who reveals your glory to me. Thank you, Father. We give you all the glory and we give you all the praise. Lift your two hands everywhere. Now I release grace to be consistent and much more to enjoy passionately that your heart delights in this challenge of growing in the knowledge of God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. If you're excited, give Him praise. If you're excited, give Him praise. If you're going to commit to this challenge, wave your hand. Say, I'm committing. Say, I receive grace from God. Say, my life will now remain the same again. One more time, give Him a mighty praise.
Thank you so much for listening to this message by Pastor David Ifechukwu. Follow us on any of our social media platforms using the handle @MyLambWorld or contact us at 006-275-3311 to purchase and listen to more life-changing messages by Pastor David Ifechukwu.